College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Chris and Amy Show. Glad to have you with us today. We are in the process of recovering from a storm that happened on Friday. We know more storms are coming into the area potentially tonight, so we'll be on the lookout for that. But right now, as we talk about this, the recovery effort, we bring in the founder of Steve's Hot Dogs, member of the band The Urge. Steve Ewing is with us on KMOX. His restaurant has been giving away meals, and a GoFundMe has been started to help victims of the storm. Steve, it's good to talk to you. How are you?
We're hanging in there. We're good.
Yeah, I know that you are helping to coordinate donations, volunteers, help, GoFundMe. People have reached out to see how they can help you, and you've turned around to help others as well. What do people need to know?
There's a lot of places you can go. You can go to our website at steveshotdogsstl.com, get all the information there, or visit our Facebook page, or Steve's Hot Dogs Facebook page. We have all the information there where we can guide you there. We've been here at the restaurant over here on Del Mar, just feeding people. So yesterday, my partners and I were out here with you know, grills and just extra food for folks to come by and grab some food. We got about 500 meals out. Today, we're going to come back through here again and set up. We have some food coming in from some other donors. So we're going to come out here today and just continue to just open up and feed people here. We have a big old courtyard area that people can kind of hang out. So if you need a place, safe place to be at. So we'll be over here on Del Mar in the Maker Complex just doing some food today.
How is the damage right there in that immediate area?
It is not good. So we're kind of the lucky one. So on this strip of Del Mar, our area, our district got hit pretty hard. But further down, it got hit even worse. And then, like, just to the north of us, on the north side of the street, there's a lot of houses that are destroyed. So, it's pretty bad over here. And what's really bad is if you go further north, like I said, it just kind of picked up speed and it really got worse over that way.
Yeah, I did see with the Maker District, with the Craft Alliance, some of those nonprofits, along with the restaurants, as you mentioned, a lot of damage. I guess it goes without saying, that whole stretch of Del Mar, you guys are there with some food. Is everything else pretty much closed, or what else? What's the activity there right now?
There's zero activity, so yeah. Everything is closed. There's no power over here, so we're grilling with a propane grill, and food has been donated. So there's no power over here. There's no activity. So basically, we just have cleanup crews and folks out here trying to board stuff up. So yes. It's pretty dead.
Are people pretty easily able to get to you from those areas that were hit harder, like further east and further north? Like they can access through the different roads where you are?
Yeah, if you're coming from the south on Kings Highway to Del Mar, you can definitely access it from that. You can access it from Union if you're coming through the park, even though it's going to be a little slow, but you can get to us. Like I said, if you're coming from up Kings Highway from the south, you can totally get to us.
So what do you want people, if they are, and I know a lot of folks listening want to know how they can help, what should they do?
Well, like I said, we have a lot of resources on the website. So if you go to the website, steveshotdogsstl.com, there's links you can click there for folks. Also, check our Facebook page for the GoFundMe and other information. There's city websites, which I can't off the top of my head, but the city websites are doing a great job of getting some information out on where you can exactly go in the city to donate food and things like that. For us, or, you know, right here, right now, our thing is to try to just get some food out to folks. That's what we do, is feed folks. We try to get some food out to people, water, things like that, if people need it in the area.
The website that Steve mentioned, the city website, is stlewis-mo.gov/tornado. It's a mouthful, yeah. But I would recommend just going to the city's website, and you're going to find the link there for it, stlewis-mo.gov. So in terms of, before we say goodbye here, Steve, in terms of physical help, if people, I mean, are you asking for that too, for volunteers to come down?
Yeah, so we'll, as the days go by, we'll be asking for volunteers to help out, because this is going to take a while, and so we're going to be doing more effort-wise to get together with some of the other businesses here to see where we can help. Right now, they're just digging out. So, yes, we'll be definitely looking for help. So, like I said, keep in tune with our socials. We're going to be updating all day and, you know, today, and we're just going to keep updating and keep on the website, and we'll kind of let you know where we're at. But right now, we're going to be over here this afternoon with food. So
great.
And we're at Del Mar and Union. So, yes, if you're coming up from, like I said, if you're coming from Kings Highway, we're accessible. And actually, if you're coming up Union from, like, through the park area, we're totally accessible.
Awesome. Founder of Steve's Hot Dog, Steve Ewing, with us. We appreciate you. Thank you for the work you're doing.
Thank you very much. You got it.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.